Support for Extra 106.3 comes from Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy, celebrating their 35th anniversary and offering gift cards in-store and online. You can discover Mother's Day and anniversary presents online at Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy at naturalbody.com.
Oh, time for the roundtable.
The Fan is proud to be the official sports talk station of the Dogs. And it's time for Bulldog Roundtable with Buck Ballou.
25-20, first down line, 15-10-5. Get in there! Touchdown!
Bulldog Roundtable is proudly presented by Georgia's Own Credit Union and by attorney Ken Nugent.
And that's going to be the ball game. Georgia will win this ball game.
Only on The Fan, 680 and 93.7 FM.
So the SEC meetings, we'll talk about that coming up here in a moment, but they have concluded down in Destin. A little disappointed they didn't send the Ballou Show down to Destin to cover it, but maybe next year. So they have decided they're going to move forward with an 8-game SEC schedule, which means you have 7 rotating opponents and 1 permanent opponent. And with Georgia, that permanent SEC opponent would be the Florida Gators, which means that the Deep South's oldest rivalry, which dates back to 1892, Georgia and Auburn, most likely won't be played next season. This is the second most played rivalry in all of college football. They've played 127 times. Proud to say the Georgia Bulldogs lead a tight rivalry as far as the results go. The Bulldogs have won 63, Auburn's won 56, and they've tied 8 times. The Dogs, by the way, have won 6 in a row. So is this good news for the Auburn Tiger fans out there? They've lost 6 in a row to Georgia. Are they catching a break now? Moving forward, most likely going with this 8-game schedule, they don't have to face the Bulldogs and Kirby Smart anymore. Nothing written in stone about the 2024 schedule yet. I believe Road Dogg was coming out. You're telling me June 14th, huh?
Yeah, that's the report I saw was June 14th it would be coming out.
So you going to miss seeing Georgia Auburn if it goes down that way?
Yeah, honestly, I will. It's not my favorite rivalry for Georgia, but it is one that I look forward to and I enjoy every year. Going over there every other year, it's an easy trip. It's a drivable the day of. I've always enjoyed it. I like the atmosphere there. It's a great college town. So I will miss doing that every other year.
You have to drive over there instead of fly?
Yeah, it's easy.
Yeah, I've got some great memories of that Georgia-Auburn rivalry back in the day when I was playing. Those games seem to mean so much because for us, it was the final SEC regular season game.
And so you ruined a season or two over there.
So there was a lot riding on the outcome of that game.
Yeah, usually you were playing for maybe a berth into the SEC championship game when that game came around, whether it was for us or for them. And it was a lot of fun, a lot on the line. You're right.
Yeah, now you're making them too young. So
yeah. Yeah, what rode for us the first 2 years I was at Georgia, it came down to our final SEC game against Auburn. We win, we're the conference champions. We came up short my freshman and sophomore year. In fact, they broke my leg, snapped it in half like a dry twig that sophomore year. First series of the game for us. Came crashing down on that day. But so proud of the way we responded. We came back my junior year and won. We came back in 81, my final game at Sanford Stadium, and whipped them again in 81 to win the SEC championship.
How about them Dogs?
So it was quite a hurdle. Such a disappointment the first 2 years of having the shot. You can feel it, you can touch it, you can taste it, and then coming up short. And then being able to come back the following 2 years and take down Auburn, I hold that very close to my heart. And those are some good memories, winning those 2 games and clinching the SEC title back-to-back, 80 and 81. So we'll keep an eye on the schedule coming out and see what that looks like. But the Deep South's oldest rivalry, dating back to 1892 is in jeopardy.
Well, I'm hoping they go to the 9-game schedule maybe after next season, and we get the pod system where that will bring that rivalry back, and maybe we only miss it for potentially a year.
Yeah, Chip Tower is on with us yesterday. He was working the Bulldogs down at the SEC meetings. Great having him on yesterday. He's saying, I texted him, so will Georgia not play Auburn next season? He says, yeah, I think they'll play next season. Florida and A&M too, my guess, is what Towers is saying. So we'll keep an eye on that.
We did see Commissioner Sankey did comment on that Texas A&M Georgia situation, the fact that Georgia hasn't been there in 11 years since they joined the conference, and he did want to make that happen. So it sounds like they'll likely get A&M next season.
So maybe we're losing a Tennessee or a South Carolina next year?
Ooh. Yeah, I would hate to lose the Tennessee game.
I think that, yeah, that's another one of those top rivalries for Georgia. South Carolina may be the one you're willing to, you know, let go, or Kentucky. I still want to keep Vanderbilt there.
Why, you want the win?
Yeah, I want the win, and I want to go to Nashville.
Yeah, who didn't know that? All right, coming back on the other side, we've got more to come here, talking a little SEC football. Buck Belue Show here on The Fan, 680 and 93.7.
This morning in North Carolina, wheels are spinning. Determination is winning. A passion is now a thriving business, and it shows no signs of slowing down. How? The power of a conversation. Like the one Clint Spiegel had with First Horizon Bank about starting a bike wheel manufacturing facility in Asheville. Now it's not just talk, it's rubber meets road. First Horizon Bank. Let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/Clint. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
Support for Extra 106.3 comes from Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy, celebrating their 35th anniversary and offering gift cards in-store and online. You can discover Mother's Day and anniversary presents online at Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy at naturalbody.com.
So, Robert, I want to thank you for your time. I just don't think you're the right person for this position.
I don't understand. Was it something I said?
Well, we did a background check on you and found some things of concern.
If you're in charge of hiring for your company, you know how helpful a background screening can be. That's why companies that use Horizon Background Screening make smarter hiring decisions. Don't let the wrong hire put your company at risk. Get the real story on your candidates at horizonscreening.com. Horizonscreening.com.